I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine today, expect a high of 58. Democrats in the Illinois House have passed a plan to send money to human services and universities. They're calling it a lifeline for colleges and social service programs facing catastrophe, as Tom Lisi reports.
The measure would approve $815 million for things like homeless services, domestic violence programs, and MAP grants for low-income college students. Although Republicans supported a stopgap last summer, none voted in favor of this one. Representative Steve Anderson from Geneva says this new spending plan is just Democrats trying to avoid the negotiating table.
The reality is we don't do things around here without pressure. And so we need that pressure to get to a full budget.
Of course, Anderson and other Republicans have joined Democrats in supporting a different sort of stopgap, to pay state employees during the budget impasse. I'm Tom Lisi.
SIU's Board of Trustees failed to take up a controversial plan to allow its Carbondale campus to borrow from its Edwardsville campus. Leaders hope to bring the idea back. The proposal would have let SIU Carbondale borrow from SIU Edwardsville's unrestricted funds, a rainy day fund of sorts. But the plan was not without its opponents, like SIUE Faculty Association President Kim Archer.
Now, your medical school will tell you that it's ethically questionable to give an addict a new kidney without first requiring some treatment first. Well, the SIUE faculty are asking you to recognize that Carbondale seems to be an addict to its own traditions, to its own way of life, to its own reputation. Those things are changing, and so must SIUC.
But interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell says those changes have been made.
SIU Carbondale has made cuts, made $21 million worth of permanent cuts. And I kind of kept hearing that, you know, Carbondale hasn't done anything. I want to strongly refute that notion. Now, could we do more? Of course, and we will do more.
The plan was killed on a procedural vote. It was added to the board's agenda late and therefore needed a unanimous vote just to be considered. Trustee Shirley Portwood voted no. SIU System President Randy Dunn says he expects the issue will come back up in a special meeting. A new proposal from Illinois Democrats would raise the state's minimum wage from the current $8.25 to $15 an hour over 5 years. Representative Jeannie Ives is a Republican from Wheaton. She says the move to a $15 wage in Seattle has cut the number of working hours for people there.
Overall, workers actually made less money week over week, so the market is going to actually punish people when we don't have competitive wages.
Democrats and union officials say employers cut hours and costs as much as they can, regardless of wage laws, and giving more spending power to low-wage workers could stimulate business instead of hurting it. We're going to see sunshine today. A high near 68 degrees. Some patchy frost is possible overnight tonight. I'm Jennifer Fuller.